What does Scooter Braun have to do with marketing and social media? What? I'll tell you as soon as we hit up that awesome intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. So one of my favorite things to do with marketing, business, entrepreneurship in general is kind of surprising. If you're guessing that it's about Twitter, it's about Instagram, it's Pinterest, it's LinkedIn, you are guessing wrong. Well, I love all of the platforms. Platforms are going to come and go, you guys. I mean, I got really good at MySpace. I loved MySpace. I'm kind of sad it's still gone. But the reality is, platforms are going to come and go. Tactics are going to come and go. But there's one major thing that is never going to change, and that is patterns of human behavior. So one of the things that I really like to do is I kind of obsessively study celebrities and entrepreneurs to see what they have been doing. What are they doing that the rest of us don't? What are the things that we see? Like, are there manufactured dramatic conversations? Is there a pattern that I'm seeing in the way that they rose to fame? Is there a mutual connector that got everyone to connect and collaborate? And I wanted to share with you two of the most brilliant things ever, and they're completely related to Scooter Braun. For those of you who aren't familiar with Scooter Braun, who, by the way, if you're listening to this and you have a connection to him, he is on my dream list to meet and brainstorm with. I would love to get to know Scooter Braun because I just think the man is a genius, and I think that we could jive over some cool strategies and patterns. But when I watched Justin Bieber's documentary, Never Say Never, there was something that I noticed in that documentary, a pattern, and it was what Scooter Braun actually used to make Justin Bieber one of the most famous pop stars of all time. And he wasn't a one-hit wonder, though that very, very easily could have happened. It's happened to so many people. Instead, he helped to be the catalyst for someone who ended up dominating the music industry. Pretty powerful. So what is this pattern that I was recognizing? Now, when Justin Bieber wasn't yet known very well, one of the things that Scooter Braun did is he took Justin under his wing as his manager. He recognized talent, and he decided that he was going to bring Justin Bieber to every single major radio station. And they did interviews, and he played live, and he talked on the radio station. One of the things that was interesting is there were times where they would literally be on the road nonstop, just going from tiny radio station to tiny radio station. And that is a pattern that I immediately recognized, and I want to share with you why it's so essential. I think sometimes we get so hung up on the idea of the massive success. Oh man, if only I could, you know, play with some major artist. If only I could get a Grammy, then everyone would recognize how talented I am. If only my CD would hit the top of the billboards, then I would finally be famous. And so many people are so focused on the big goal that they don't recognize all of the small steps that it takes to get to that big goal. Now, I want to liken this to the world of entrepreneurship because one of the things that I notice is a lot of people hold out hope to beyond Tim Ferriss's podcast or Marie Forleo's podcast. If only I could do a JV with Tony Robbins, then I'd have it made. And one of the things that we don't realize is the value in small opportunities. Small opportunities that are completely maximized. And I've spent about the last 3 years of my life saying yes to every single podcast with the exception of one. And that was for my really strong beliefs about something, and I didn't like the way that the podcast host was treating me via email. But I've said yes to so many podcasts, and I will be the first to tell you, I don't care how big a podcast following is. I'm not holding out hope that I'm going to get that Tim Ferriss podcast interview. It's going to be my lucky golden ticket. I'm not holding out saying, oh, if I could just get on Oprah's masterclass, my life would be made. because I believe that it is the hard work and all of the little things that contribute to get you to that place. But here's an even more powerful way to think about it. How many awesome opportunities are you saying no to because you don't feel like they're big enough or they're cool enough or whatever it is? And I'm comfortable with saying yes to a lot of things that a lot of people are saying no to. And they're looking the other way when the opportunity is sitting right in front of them, waiting for them to capture it. This is why I speak so highly about visibility. So many people are saying no, and I'm swooping in and saying yes. And all of a sudden people are like, how come all of a sudden everyone's heard of Rachel Peterson? It's not because I got lucky and spoke at Funnel Hacking Live. It's not because I got lucky and was able to invest into Russell Brunson being my mentor. Although I do have to shout out Russell Brunson as my mentor because he's awesome. But it is because of the small things that I did. The small things every single day. Responding to messages, saying yes to podcasts, writing the articles for contributing, for contributions for books and for podcasts and for blogs and doing masterclasses for small Facebook groups. And it's with those small little opportunities that you build a big audience. So I want to challenge you, if you're listening to this and you're like, if I could only just get on Tim Ferriss's podcast, think about it a little bit differently, because those small opportunities might be exactly what you need, and they're right in front of you. I'll catch you on the next episode.